USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Oklahoma Republican Senator James Lankford criticized vaccine mandates by appealing to America's freedoms, arguing in an interview that we make our own free choices.
We're going to find every single leverage point that we can to allow Americans to be able to choose, because we're Americans. That's what we do. We make our own free choices, and we should be allowed to do that.
Lankford's remarks occurred during a recent interview with Newsmax TV concerning the government's response to growing COVID-19 cases following the recent spread of the Omicron variant. President Biden returned to Delaware for the 31st time since taking office Monday as the surging Omicron variant of COVID-19 dashed his plans for a post-Christmas vacation in Puerto Rico to celebrate the new year. Biden will stay at his vacation home in Rehoboth Beach with First Lady Jill Biden and new first puppy Commander. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root.
It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%, energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441, or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot was slammed on Twitter after she and her wife posted a video wishing a joyous Kwanzaa to all who celebrate.
The seven principles of Kwanzaa guide us to unity and cooperation as we work to uplift and protect our neighbors. As you prepare for your Kwanzaa celebrations, I urge you to keep these values in mind, but also maintain COVID-19 safe celebrations.
The backlash comes as Lightfoot is accused of ignoring the city's surge in violent crimes, including a 25-year high murder rate with 767 homicides in the city so far this year. President Biden now says,
there is no federal solution. This gets solved at a state level.
Biden said at the meeting Monday with the National Governors Association, this from a president who ran on the promise that he would beat the virus and get it under control.
I'm not going to shut down the country. I'm going to shut down the virus.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The West Virginia Chamber of Commerce president is on board with Joe Manchin's Build Back Better vote.
West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin announced he won't support President Biden's Build Back Better Act, leaving it with little or no chance of passing in the Senate. West Virginia Chamber of Commerce President Steve Roberts claims Senator Manchin represented their state's residents' interests by saying no on the social spending bill.
For us here in West Virginia, it taxes energy production and adds to the cost of natural gas. I think all of those things cause us in West Virginia to say that Senator Manchin is right, Senator Capito is right in saying this is not the right answer to the problems that we're trying to solve in our country.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, Senate Majority Leader and New York Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer announced there would be a vote on Build Back Better next month. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Three people were killed and a fourth critically injured in the shooting at a Dallas area convenience store. The shooting happened Sunday night in the Dallas suburb of Garland. According to police, a man went inside a store and opened fire. Four people were struck by gunfire. Three were pronounced dead at the scene, police said. The fourth was taken to a hospital in critical condition. Police are still searching for the shooter. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.